told that it's their own fault, and if you think it's your own fault, you don't complain.
Still, the cloud has a silver lining. Now that airlines have all but done away with their complimentary meal service, staying slim at a high altitude will be that much easier for everyone.
That report by Deutsche Welle Radio's Sarah Harman on Newsly.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle.
Before we go, here's a news item you might have missed. An elderly Israeli grandmother has left half of her fortune to her grandson, but only on the condition that he divorce his wife. The unidentified man from central Israel got married 10 years ago over the objections of his mother and grandmother, who found his bride unsuitable. The grandmother died several months ago and left her assets worth millions in equal parts to her two grandsons, but with the clause that the man with the disliked wife receive the money only after he divorces or becomes a widower. Grandma did, however, relent enough to permit him to inherit the money if he encounters financial difficulties or when he retires. In closing, these are the top stories this hour. Human traffickers have abandoned a boatload of 124 illegal migrants on a beach in Corsica. Also, UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, warned on Friday that Haitian orphans may have been taken abroad by human smugglers for illegal adoption. And European Union Interior and Justice Ministers meeting in the Spanish city of Toledo are discussing ways of streamlining immigration and divorce laws across the 27-nation bloc. And that's all for this edition of NewsLink. For more news and information, visit our website, ewworld.de. From Bonn, Germany, I'm Rick Demarest. For Deutsche Welle Radio, NewsLink.
This is Inside Europe, and I'm Neil King in Bonn. In the next half hour, Icelandic voters are poised to throw down the gauntlet to Britain and the Netherlands. Squatters go after posh property in Paris. Fishy fashion is set for a grand entrance on European catwalks. And is beekeeping the latest buzz?
You have to work at their own pace, and it's a fabulous hobby, I think.
Stay tuned for those stories and more. But first, let's turn to Ukraine, where last Sunday's elections have cast doubt on the achievements of the Orange Revolution back in 2004. The pro-Russian candidate, Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted from power 5 years ago, has taken the lead in a first round of voting. He'll square off against the current Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, in a runoff poll on February 7th.